Let us meet today's challenger in Last Character Standing. Week 22. Please say hello to Odd Job Facenda.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you?
Yeah, let's see. What do we got here on the menu today?
Might I recommend a Big Mac? In Greek mythology, Zeus controlled the skies with a lightning bolt in each hand, a symbol of his power. But here at McDonald's, Ronald's lightning bolt, his symbol of power, is the Big Mac. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Never before had the fast food industry experienced a sandwich of such awesome diversity and flavor, and nor has it since.
Wow, that sounds really great, but I was wondering, do you guys have the McRib? I don't see it on the menu.
The McRib, huh? The McRib is a pirate. A swashbuckling mound of mystery meat delectably dipped in a tangy barbecue sauce, seemingly stirred by the very spatula of God. Served on a Kaiser roll and garnished with pickles and onions, it's a combination that will explode in your mouth like a bottle rocket having backfired into an empty vessel of Coca-Cola. But alas, the McRib is sadly available but on a special promotional limited time only basis. And today, my friend, is not that day for the McRib.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll take the Big Mac then.
Would you like to supersize that with a sparkling giant Mr. Pibb and a mound of fries so large it should be outlawed by the FDA?
Sure.
That will be $4.67, please.
Later, at John's second odd job.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Here at Kmart, the overpriced plastic laundry basket is a thing of the past, a relic of supermarket lore. What once cost $1.19 can now be purchased at Kmart for but 89 cents, but a fraction of the savings you'll discover during a special so blue it's been outlawed by the FCC. Yes, here at Kmart, we are slashing prices as if swinging a heat-drenched Excalibur through a lofted ball of small curded cottage cheese. I might also add, Kmart shoppers, is there a Gertrude Miller in the store? Gertrude Miller, please report to the lost and found. It appears your son, like Gale Sayers in the open field, has escaped your grasp and reported himself missing to my 21-year-old boss here at Kmart. As I speak, poor Timmy is weeping in the back room like Dick Vermeil at a special screening for The Passion of the Christ. An annoying child, your bastard of a son. The staff at Kmart would love to release this unnecessary burden back to the beast who spat him from her loins and appears as concerned for his whereabouts as Snoop Dogg is to locate a Klan rally. Thank you.
Later that night, at John's third odd job...
All right, John, I'm out of here, dude. It's all yours, man. CDs are on the right. Your lineup is here on the left. You ready for this?
Yes, I am.
All right. Good luck, dude.
Thank you. Now let me see if we can find a more appropriate music bed for this lovely lady. Ah. All right, gentlemen, put your hands together for a sex kitten whose morals nor breasts know no boundary. wafting toward the center stage like a runaway cart of rotten cotton candy. A woman so nimble she can wrap herself around a pole like Sonny Bono on skis and yet come back for more. A vixen with double D tatas and a tattoo of a rose garden that wreathes perfectly her fun hole. Please give it up for a girl surely molested by no less than an uncle. A frightened little rabbit robed in tattered kite string but ashamed to work in bright light. A sexual enigma Dr. Freud himself knows not how to treat, but with a pair of wrinkled greenbacks shoved into a slingshot that barely veils her once whiskered biscuit. Yes, it is my pleasure to introduce to you Simone, though her real name is Barbara. Thank you, and fellas, please don't forget about our two-for-one specials. I'm Odd Job for Sender for the morning ritual.